Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 14th day of June 2026, your gateway to what's happening across the airwaves in Tasmania and beyond. Coming to you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Idris, VK7ZIR, with the latest updates, stories and insights from our amateur radio community. We're broadcasting far and wide thanks to our dedicated team, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91 Charlie via the digital group. MF and HF relays, 476 kHz, trial transmission, Northwest VK7 from Brenton, VK7HP, 1.86 MHz, Graham, VK7GS, 3.67 MHz, Gary, VK7JGD, 7.14 MHz, Dale, VK7DG, 14.13 MHz by Justin, VK7TW, 28.525 MHz by Ross, VK7ALH. And locally in Hobart on UHFCB Channel 24, Mark, VK7FMAC and HFCB 24 with Luke, no call sign. Missed it live. Catch the replay Tuesday 8pm on repeaters VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and on UHFCB 24, HFCB 24 in the south. Stay tuned and enjoy the news. WIA Content News. VHF UHF Field Day. The annual WIA VHF UHF Field Day is fast approaching, running from 0100 UTC on Saturday the 20th of June, 3059 UTC on Sunday the 21st of June, providing almost 48 hours of operating opportunities across the VHF, UHF and microwave bands. Unlike many contests, distance is everything in this event, with operators exchanging six-digit Maidenhead grid locators to maximise their scores. Whether you're operating from home or heading portable to a hilltop, there are categories to suit everyone, and logging can be completed using either VKCL or N1MM logger. Plus, download links are available in the email version of this broadcast. In VK7, activity is expected across a wide range of frequencies and modes, with FM operators likely to gather on 52.525 MHz, 146.5 MHz, 439 MHz, 1296.15 MHz, and several microwave bands, while weak signal enthusiasts will be active on 50.15 MHz, 144.15 MHz and 432.15 MHz upper sideband. With more than 50 Tasmanian operators equipped for 23 centimetres and many active on higher bands, the field day offers an excellent opportunity to dust off the gear, test your station and make some long distance contacts as winter settles in. Hope to see plenty of VK7 call signs in the log over the weekend. 73 from Richard, VK7ZBX. WWFF SOTA, POTA, LLOTA and IOTA weekly wrap-up. Details have now been released for this year's VKFF National Get-Together. The event will be held in Albury, New South Wales from the 30th October to the 1st of November 2026. The program features a range of interesting sessions, including presentations from guest speakers, a snakebite first aid session, members of the Lord Howe Island de-expedition team, an antenna building project, and evening dinners. If you'd like more information about the event, visit the WWFF Australia website. Jim VK7JZ activated the Trestle Mountain Summit, a challenging but rewarding out-and-back hike to the fifth highest point on the Wellington Range. Jim made 11 SSB contacts on 15 metres and 40 metres. A couple of days later, he put his legs to the test again, with an activation of the Mount Phipps summit near Runnymede, which stands at just over 500 metres above sea level. Jim logged 14 SSB contacts, including DX stations from Poland, Sweden and Japan. Travis VK7VXT ticked off another two activations from the bucket list during the week, activating Platform Peak near New Norfolk before heading to the Tinderbox Hills summit the following day. Travis logged a total of 17 contacts across the two activations on 40 metres SSB. Stuart VK7FADZ made his way to the Adamson's Peak summit in the Harts Mountains National Park in southern VK7. It was a clean, clear, warm day, but windy day, with Stewart logging 14 contacts on 40 metres SSB during the activation. Rodney, VK7HAM, Al, VK7AN, and Peter, VK7ZPE, returned to one of their faithful activation locations, the Trevallon Nature Recreation Area. The crew were spotted operating on the 40-metre band and enjoyed another session on the air. 73 from Matt, VK7MAT. Statewide SSTV nights. A busy net night that saw the following participants. VK7s, ZAB, EV, OOTW and ZCF, all sharing over 50 photos. The main themes were trams and light railway. The recent upgrade work at VK7RMD on Mount Duncan, Hobart lit up for the start of Dark Mofo. The recent astrophotography presentation at Reist, 3D printing of cases for RF adapters and terminations. Other highlights were a hot cup of coffee to start the day off, the wife finding you have bought another radio, or more radios, a weather balloon milliseconds after it burst, the newly named Strait of Schrodinger that both opened and closed at the same time, a MeshCore neighbourhood map and companion radio, HR's restrictive phone etiquette, the double life of a local boxer, a notification that scaffolding is only a temporary erection, and for those thinking of retiring, do you believe in life after work? Again, Tony, VK7AX, interconnected VK7RJD to his SSTV International Gateway, and VK7's exchanged photos with PE1NMM, PC1K, PD1NSR, and PA3EKI in the Netherlands, and DJOZK in Germany. Please remember to leave a 30-second break between transmissions to allow the European countries a chance to send photos. Note, Ken, VK7KRJs, and Steve, VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites that allows anyone testing to send a picture and the ability to check their transmissions on these pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights on Ken and Steve's websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. News from the North. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, NTARC. What a wondrous thing YouTube can be. Well, sometimes anyway. This week, an interesting you might like this suggestion popped into my feed. It turned out to be a recording shared by Jordan, VK3ACU. It was an off-air capture of one of our very own Slow Morse Wednesday sessions run by Nick, VK7WhiskeyWhiskey. Aside from the technical curiosity of how well the signal held up all the way into Victoria, the session itself was a little different. This particular night, Nick focused on something I'd never really thought about. Instead of the usual practice sentences and familiar Australian call signs, he changed things. For a touch of realism, he used DX call signs, and for authenticity, he chose actual recipients of the ARRL's Premier DXCC Award. As many of you know, entry into the DX Century Club requires confirmed contacts with 100 countries, so these were genuine international call signs with real history behind them. A great example of attention to detail there, Nick. Check out Jordan's recording via the link in the text version of this broadcast, Nick's International Call Signs in Morse Code. At our last clubroom technical night, Ross, VK7ALH, kicked things off with the return of one of the Heathkit PS23 power supplies we looked at last month. It has now been upgraded from a two-conductor mains cord to a three-conductor cable and plug, a sensible move given the metal enclosure. But the real curiosity of the evening wasn't the power supply itself. It was the original American-style two-pin plug. When Ross pulled it apart, it revealed a 3AG fuse in line with each of its plug pins. Now that's something you don't see every day. Eric, VK7ZPE, brought along a set of toroidal common mode chokes he's been building, and with the help from Colin, VK7ZCS, plus his test jig and Victor network analyzer, they set about measuring how effective the chokes really were. That kicked off some hands-on experimentation and even a bit of deep dive into toroidal materials and their differences. There were some very interesting results, proving you can't really beat a good session of practical test and measurement. Mid-year club get-together and meal. The venue has been booked, locking in the date and time. It is to be held on the 15th of July, which is a Wednesday night, with the venue being the Iron Horse Bar and Grill, located at 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston. Those who wish to attend, please register the number of places required by emailing the secretary or filling in the registration sheet at the club rooms. Menu is a la carte. We will be arriving at 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. A link to the Iron Horse location and menu information is available in the text version of this broadcast. Just for information, the main access to the restaurant is via a wheelchair and walking-friendly gentle ramp. As usual, pictures will be available on the NTARC website under blogs for this broadcast. Upcoming events. On-air test and technical net session every Wednesday night. Test net and CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7 p.m. Then a technical net on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom technical night. The next session will be Wednesday the 24th of June and will commence at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Mid-year club get-together, Wednesday the 15th of July at Iron Horse Grill and Bar and Grill, 6 p.m. for a 6:30 meal. Coffee mornings held every Friday in the NTARC club rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. till noon. And finally, if you have any items of news, please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on the Friday prior to the broadcast. At 73 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. News from the Northwest, NWTARC April Club Meeting Report. On Saturday, 6th of June 2026, we held our bi-monthly club meeting. Highlights were the following show and tell. Terry VK7JII gave us a bit more of his insight in his time with the military in World War II. Jim VK7JDO brought along his modified 7.1 metre flagpole that has a vertical antenna mount, and he kept the flag pulley to enable it to be used as an inverted VHF antenna. He had also made up a series of guy ropes and other items for field comms work. Andrew VK7XR brought along the Aris Telebridge to be used next Tuesday for a school students to communicate with NASA astronaut Chris Williams on the International Space Station. Brenton VK7HP brought along the 476 kHz transmitter he designed and built. The unit has been broadcasting the WIA broadcast on Sundays and Tuesdays. The broadcast output of 5 watts has been heard in Lagana, Ulverston and Devonport. Brenton welcomes reports from those who hear it. Brenton recently acquired an iDent Kia that he refurbished, and the unit can now transfer VK7HP Brenton's ID on a regular time interval. The club has decided to pay the licence fees for the 3 Scouts personnel sitting their amateur exams on the 13th of June, and the club will fund a barbecue for the August club meeting. The club will be doing media releases for the recent ARIS contact. Mount Duncan equipment update. On Monday the 8th of June, 4 club members, VK7NA, VK7XR, VK7ARG, VK7HP and amateur VK7DIK, headed up to Mount Duncan. This was to install the new Yaesu DR2X repeater, the new Kenwood NXR810 UHF-CB repeater, a filter on the APRS unit, and the new rig runner controller, as well as the GSM unit to enable individual powering of radios, monitoring their voltages and current drain. The unit also monitors humidity and temperature in the hut. The weather started out great on heading up the mountain, but some rain occurred as they were completing their duties. The club is very grateful to those who were pack horses carrying the gear up and our competent communication techs who installed the equipment. The club is also very grateful to Brenton VK7HP, who designed and manufactured the 2 metres APRS filter, and also to club member Dan VK7DAN, who used his IT skills to interface the rig runner via Raspberry Pi to the GSM interface. We can now remotely monitor the site and switch off individual radios, monitor current and voltage, adjust current settings, all via his electronic wizardry. Geneva Christian College students attempt contact with astronaut aboard the International Space Station. Students from Geneva Christian College La Trobe had a rare opportunity on Tuesday evening, 9th of June, to communicate directly with an astronaut aboard the International Space Station, ISS, through the amateur radio on the International Space Station, ARISS, program. The scheduled contact commenced at approximately 6:30 p.m. Upon acquisition of signal at 18:30 hours, NASA astronaut Chris Williams responded and the first student began asking a question. Unfortunately, the audio signal became unintelligible shortly thereafter, and despite repeated attempts, communication could not be re-established during the available contact window. 15 students had prepared questions for astronaut Williams, who is currently serving aboard the ISS. The event represented the culmination of more than a year of planning and collaboration between Geneva Christian College, the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club, Inc., NWTARC, based in Alberston, and Australian ARIS coordinator Shane Lind, VK4KHZ, in Queensland. The school and radio club successfully applied through the ARIS program, an international education initiative that enables students around the world to communicate directly with astronauts in space using amateur radio technology. ARIS is managed by an international consortium of amateur radio organisations and space agencies, including NASA in the United States, Roscosmos from Russia, the Canadian Space Agency, the Japan Aerospace Exploration Agency, JAXA, and the European Space Agency, ESA. Together, these organisations provide the equipment and operational support necessary to facilitate direct communications between students and crew members aboard the ISS. The project was coordinated with Australian ARIS coordinator Shane Lind, VK4KHZ, who worked closely with international ARIS scheduling teams to secure a suitable date and time that aligned with both ISS orbital operations and the school's timetable. Due to the ISS travelling at approximately 28,000 kilometres per hour and orbiting Earth every 90 minutes at an altitude of around 400 kilometres, communication opportunities are typically limited to a window of approximately 10 minutes. To facilitate the contact, students utilise a telebridge system that remotely connected them to Shane Lind's sophisticated amateur radio station in Queensland. The station's automated tracking equipment follows the ISS as it passes overhead, enabling real-time communications between students and astronauts aboard the space station. Although the contact was unfortunately cut short due to technical difficulties, the event still provided students with a valuable insight into space operations, communications technology, and the global cooperation required to support human space flight. A small display of amateur radio equipment was also available for students and visitors. Two students showed particular interest in amateur radio, with one student and her mother expressing enthusiasm about pursuing an amateur radio licence. The following day, NASA and ARIS advised that they will prioritise a replacement contact opportunity. Discussions are already underway with Geneva Christian College and the Northwest Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club to identify a suitable future date and a time for a second attempt. And that's 73 from Eric, VK7EV, the news officer of NWTARC Incorporated. News from the South. Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, REAST. June Forum Night, DMR code plugs and programming. The June REAST Forum Night tackled one of the most common challenges facing newcomers to digital mobile radio, understanding the technology and how all the pieces fit together. The session began by exploring the fundamentals of DMR, including digital IDs, colour codes, time slots, talk groups, contacts, channels and zones. Using practical examples from both repeater and hotspot operation, attendees learned how to do how a DMR channel is built from a frequency, color code, time slot, and talk group, and how zones are used to organize channels into logical groups. Sometimes the hardest part of DMR is not the technology itself, but deciphering the language that seems to have been invented. The presentation then moved into the practical side of operating on the VK DMR network, demonstrating the use of repeaters and hotspot dashboards, using Australian talk groups and how to configure a radio for hotspot operation. A hands-on walkthrough of the popular TYT MD380 programming software covered channel creation, zone management, and hotspot integration using PyStar. The evening concluded with an interactive question and answer section, providing participants with the conference to begin building and managing their own DMR cloud plugs. Thanks go to everyone who attended in person and online and contributed to another informative and enjoyable Reest Forum night. 73 from Justin, VK7TW. July presentation night, amateur radio in men's sheds, community outreach through science, technology and connection. This presentation on community outreach through amateur radio is highlighting how men's sheds can use our hobby to reach a wider group of people and deliver real community benefits. While many men's sheds are best known for woodworking, metalworking and practical workshop activities, not every member wants to build a birdhouse, restore furniture or weld a trailer. Some are drawn instead to technology, science, electronics, communications, weather, computers, space and lifelong learning. Amateur radio provides a natural pathway for those interests while supporting the core men's shed goals of social connection, purpose, well-being and participation. The presentation will show how a men's shed amateur radio program can include much more than simply talking on the air. Activities can include satellite tracking, receiving weather satellite images, software-defined radio, digital modes, mesh networking, emergency communications, citizen science, radio astronomy and simple electronic projects. These activities help reduce social isolation, encouraging mentoring and skill sharing, support STEM engagement and build community resilience. The key ingredients are management support, a dedicated radio space, antennas, equipment, mentors, regular activities and a clear learning pathway. Get those elements right and amateur radio can become a flagship outreach activity for men's sheds, proving once again that our hobby is not just about radios, but about people, learning and community connection. When? Wednesday the 1st of July 2026 from 7:30 p.m. Where? The Queen's Main Club Rooms and streamed. See you there. 73 from the Reest Committee. You are listening to VK7 Whiskey India, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Reest Training and Assessment Update. Are you looking to join the world of amateur radio or upgrade your license? Reest has you covered with regular training and assessment days for all license levels. If you are thinking of coming along to the next session, please let the learning organiser know ASAP. Key dates. Foundation training and assessment days, held every 2 months with the next one due on Saturday, the 27th of June 2026. Standard advanced and regulations assessments, held on alternate months, next is the 25th of July 2026. Check out the full schedule on the Reest events page. Do you need to secure your spot or ask a question? Email reest.assessor@gmail.com and your inquiry will go directly to the learning organiser who will be in contact. We have learning resources available including our foundation licence training videos that are a must watch for beginners. Find them on the Reest YouTube training and assessment playlist. Practice makes perfect, so prepare with the WIA Foundation trial exams, and the link can be found on the email edition of the broadcast. Whether you are starting your journey or levelling up, Reest is here to guide you every step of the way. 73 from Reg, VK7KK. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. VK regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net, daily on 3.64 MHz, commences at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV net held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30pm. In the north and northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 MHz with a minus 7 MHz offset, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 with a minus 600 kHz offset, CTC SS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north south, plus VK7AX international SSTV gateway connected to VK7RJG for the duration of the net. Statewide microwave QSA party following the Sunday broadcast callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reached 6-metre AM band net on 53.1 MHz every day from 4:30pm. SOTA WWFF group meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTARC Test Net and TechNet session every Wednesday. Test Net CW course on 3.58 MHz from 7pm, then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30pm till 8:30pm. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. NTARC Technical Night Session, Wednesday the 24th of June from 6:30pm at the Club Rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. NTARC Coffee Mornings are held every Friday in the NTARC Club Rooms. Time is from 10am to noon. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8pm local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group net on 2 metres, VK7RMD, and All-Star Node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday, commencing at 8:30pm local. Northwest Tassie 2 metres DX net, 144.19 USB. VK7 events, NTARC, 13th of June, Club General Meeting from 2pm. NTARC Club Room, Rochalie Scout Hall, Archer Street. Reached 1st of July, July Presentation Night, Amateur Radio in Men's Sheds, Community Outreach through Science, Technology and Connection with Bob BK7BS in the QD Club Rooms and streamed. NTARC, 15th of July, Mid-Year Club Get-Together and Meal, Iron Horse Bar and Grill, 468 Westbury Road, Prospect Vale, Launceston, from 6pm. VK, all of VK, 7 to 8 of November, Tassie Ham Econ Amateur Radio Conference, UTAS at Sandy Bay. Now a reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader is VK7TW. Repeaters, Reached NTARC in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, WCRG, NWCRRA, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres will be VK7GS, 80 metres VK7ALH, 40 metres VK7JGD, 20 metres VK7DG, 10 metres VK7VKT, UHF-CB24 and HF-CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C, the digital group. A big thank you to everyone who contributed to and supported this week's broadcast of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. That's it for this week. If you missed the live transmission, remember you can always catch the rebroadcast Tuesday at 8pm on VK7RAA in the north, VK7RHT and UHF-CB24, HF-CB24 in the south. Got news stories or updates to share? We'd love to hear from you. Send them to VK7ARNews, all one word, at gmail.com by Friday 9pm. You can also join the conversation on our VK7 Amateur Radio News Group.io page. Stay tuned now for callbacks on this frequency, with each relay station using their own call sign. On behalf of the VK7 News team, this is Idris, VK7ZIR, wishing you good DX and a great week ahead.